Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Text Roulette this morning. Why do you think men are afraid to ask women out in person? Diane, you're not a guy. We were looking for guys, but hey, what do you think from your perspective?
From my perspective, growing up in the 70s, social media has destroyed young men's ability to be confident. Unfortunately, it has made them very insecure, because when you live through social media, you live a fallacy. You're not living your own confident truth as a young man.
It's a highlight reel. But you know what? I would say it's also doing that for women, though, too.
Yes, you
could go on social media and look at things, and immediately you start having these thoughts of, am I enough? I should be taking that trip. Yep. I should have that with my house. Look at those clothes. Like, it's easy to get sucked into that world.
And you have more confidence to be behind a keyboard writing all that rather than talking
face
it out
to
loud.
Face.
Yeah, face to face.
Absolutely. I think it serves both genders poorly. And it makes me feel sad for the fact that young people are not really confident from an honest perspective. Social media and a keyboard, you can be anything you want. And then when you got to stand face to face, that's your come to Jesus moment.
Oh, I like that.
Well, and look, Diane, we can also look at, you know, social media can also provide support and community and all that too.
Sure,
but answer the question that was asked to us, why do you think men are afraid to ask women out in person? This is a solid answer here, Diane. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Have a better one.
All right. We'll go over to line number one where BJ is. All right. Finally, a guy's point of view here. BJ, what do you think it is? Now, Diane says it's because of social media. It makes it too easy for people to just pick up the phone, text, or message. Why do you think men are afraid to ask women out in person?
Well, first of all, I'm old school like you guys. I'm in my 40s. But
we're vintage. We're retro.
Totally. And I think it's chicken to do it that way. I feel silly doing it that way. But the reason why, I think, is because, yeah, ego, all that stuff. But you're putting your intimate feelings out, and you're putting yourself out there. And if you're afraid of the rejection, you're putting you're letting them know, this is how I feel, and I'm hoping you feel the same way. Now, for me, if you're going to let me down, then just rip off the Band-Aid and say, nope, not interested.
Yeah.
I don't like the you're a really nice guy, or all that.
You're
stuff.
A great friend. I used to get that a lot. Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah. But just say, nope, not interested. Oh, okay. You know, that's fine.
Done. Move on.
Well, and remember, rejection you have to also understand, like, it doesn't reflect your worth as a person.
No, not at all.
It doesn't. And as much as that's so hurtful when it can happen, whether it's romantic, it's a job, you have to also think, okay, if they didn't see me as a fit, it's probably a good thing we didn't move forward with this.
That's
because
very
then
true.
It wasn't going to work. Then yeah, we weren't going
to
be a fit.
It's almost like I like to relate it to sports since I coached varsity softball in high school. Failure is just a building block to success. So if you fail, okay, we're going to keep working, and then you'll build up
Love
to that success.
That.
Yeah,
Love
absolutely.
That.
So maybe you can apply that in everyday life. BJ, thank you so much for your voice, your opinion.
Yeah,
buddy.
BJ, we love when you call in, buddy. We'll talk to you again.
Sounds good.
And our text line, our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Guys are nervous to ask people because people are rude. Well, I don't know. I think you can just kind of put that armor up and go, all right, just like BJ said, all right, we're done. We're out. Bye.
Yes, yes. But here is a mixed listener that said, I asked him out on a first date, and so far we are married for 5 years. Best decision I ever made.
See, ladies, just go for it.
Maybe it's time to be more assertive. And a lot of women will do that.
Yeah.
Like, they're absolutely fine doing that. But I do think that what Diane said about social media may have a lot to do with where people are feeling in regards to confidence and having those face-to-face communications. And also, if you're thinking about asking somebody out and you're not sure, you don't want to deal with that rejection, do the long play. You know what I mean? Maybe ask them to do something casual in a group setting.
Group
so it's not that
good.
Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You could go that route. Maybe just say, hey, I'm actually popping over to get some Starbucks. Do you want some? Pick them up some coffee.
There you go.
Baby steps to get to the big ask, perhaps.
Or how about this final texter? I can only speak for myself, but I personally am done with dating. I was married for 6 years. I have 3 kids, and I'm enjoying my peace and quiet. So there you go. Not to worry about it.
Well, that's
it.
A whole different topic.
Right.
Do you go back to dating after a divorce?
Wait a minute. It's another text roulette.
But also... if you're feeling any sense of rejection, it is important to do something that fills your cup and fills your soul. Something to make yourself feel happy, big or small. You've got to do that saying, put your oxygen mask on first. Because
yeah,
if you aren't
it.
Working through the rejection and that heartbreak, it's going to be hard to move forward in other relationships until you deal with those emotions too.
There it is. So if you have something bothering you in life, you need help with, you want something solved, we bring it to Text Roulette. Because, yeah, if you bring it here, we could ask our mixed family for a little bit of advice. And look at that. We've got a lot of advice from our whole mixed family. Thank you so much, everybody, who offered the advice. And who knows? You text in at 414-432-1099.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it
664
Seasons.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.